Soundboard, SRA's podcast for radiation oncology administrators. I'm joined by Axel Wirth, Chief Security Strategist at MedCrypt, Inc., a San Diego-based company that provides proactive security for healthcare technology. Welcome, Axel.
Thanks, Tammy, for having me. Appreciate the invitation.
Could you tell me what kinds of cybersecurity risks exist with the increased use of telehealth because of COVID-19?
So in general, I would phrase it that we have deployed a lot of telehealth capabilities and therefore increased our attack surface. That's very simply put. And we have deployed this telehealth infrastructure in a hurry, which most likely means that we have paid less attention to security and privacy than we should have. I'm not saying that that was wrong. We certainly were under pressure that we had to react, but at the same time, we do need to be aware that, you know, clearly we made some security compromises here. We should also always consider that there are two ends to the telehealth offering, right? There's the patient side, and most likely the patient will use their personal devices at home, maybe with a doctor or hospital provided application, but it is still their device and their infrastructure. And then on the other hand, we have the clinician who may work in a hospital or in a facility, but also may be at home as well. So we have, you know, the two ends that are now more exposed than our traditional IT infrastructure.
So what are some common mistakes that happen in terms of people not being as aware of the data privacy and the security because we've been in a hurry?
I think the common mistakes are that we really have not had time to vet this new infrastructure and think through what does it mean from a HIPAA perspective, what does it mean from a state law perspective, because most states in the U.S. now have their own privacy and security laws in addition to HIPAA. And we may not have put the right legal protections in place, like, for example, business associate agreements with whoever is the telehealth provider we're using.
Now that we've been in this telehealth space for almost 2 months, or probably at least a month, what can oncology providers do to make sure that they're following up on the data security and the patient privacy side?
Yeah. So one activity is certainly on the contractual side, right? Make sure that whoever you're using as a telehealth provider is willing to commit to the HIPAA requirements and is willing to sign a business associate agreement. That's the contractual side. On the technical side, I think we should assure that both data at rest as well as data in motion as it travels the wire from the patient to the hospital is encrypted, is protected, or data does not reside, let's say, on the patient's device, right? That there is maybe only temporary storage and then the data is removed when the session ends. So either, again, encryption or data removal, but certainly encryption for data in transit.
How can the providers make sure that the data is being removed on the patient side, especially because, as you said, they will be using their personal devices? Say they record a session and they want to go back to it afterwards if they're getting a lot of information. How can the providers make sure that they're not keeping the information too long?
So the information on the patient side, I think that is a function of whatever software application is used for teleconferencing. And that, you know, again, that application should have a function that would remove the data, or if it is kept, at least encrypted. That's the, you know, the patient side. On the clinician side, obviously, there could be indeed infrastructure available that is sufficiently protected and that is sufficiently HIPAA compliant, where indeed the session could be stored and could be reviewed at a later time. And there, you know, there's no difference compared to that scenario as, for example, an X-ray, an MRI image you keep in your data center. So that is indeed, you know, possible to keep data on the provider side properly secured and HIPAA compliant.
How can administrators plan for a potential data security breach?
I think the fundamentals here are really to understand where your data is, which actually goes with the previous point we just discussed, how your data flows, who has access to it, and how is it protected. So really, you need to understand these three things, location, the traveling of the data, and the protective measures of data, and of course, verify that, also audit and make sure that it is indeed the way you think it is. And at that point, you have enough control of your data that should a breach occur, you can quickly A, assess the impact of the breach, because you have the knowledge you need for that, and then also quickly remediate the breach and minimize the impact.
And given that everything's happened so quickly and people probably signed contracts and you, as you mentioned, they may not have made sure of all this important stuff, do you think administrators can go back and review the contracts and ask for an addendum to be added, or will they need to maybe find another vendor, especially if this telehealth becomes a new norm?
So I think most likely the former. There may be the exceptional case where indeed a given you know, telehealth provider may not be willing to sign, for example, a business associate agreement, and then yeah, it may require that the provider looks for a different service offering. I know that some telehealth providers provide business associate agreements out of the gate when you set up the service with them. It's part of their default. Others are more reluctant to do so. And certainly we should be careful about more consumer-focused services like, for example, Skype or FaceTime, because they typically don't have the right security controls in place that would assure HIPAA compliance. Even though for the time being OCR will exercise HIPAA enforcement discretion for telehealth, I think it's still a good practice to try to comply as much as possible in the current situation.
Do you think that the telehealth providers were ready for this situation we find ourselves in?
I think from a compliance perspective, there were certainly some out there that were ready. I think from a capacity perspective, we have seen some challenges in the onset, right, that all of a sudden, rather than having, you know, 100 patients a day, they had 10,000 patients a day. And that was an increase in volume that technically they were not prepared for, and they had to expand their own infrastructure to support that. But I think we are past that. But you know, from a security compliance perspective, I think there were several out there already that understood and complied with the HIPAA requirements and were willing to provide a compliance service. And I don't think that has changed much since then.
Do you think the telehealth provider marketplace will get more crowded or more competitive because of COVID-19?
I think as a consequence of this move towards telehealth, we will see that a good amount of that will stick, right? Many patients will say, well, wait a second, that worked just fine, so why should I go back and, you know, sit in traffic, find parking, visit, you know, my doctor in the office? So I think patients will expect that at least a lot of the services will just resume via telehealth. And clearly that will then create a market opportunity for some telehealth providers and will probably increase competitiveness, but also will increase will create a certain shakeout in a sense that you know, larger companies will buy into what until now was only a niche space but is now much more attractive from a business perspective.
And will it increase the rigor for the things like the HIPAA compliance and the state laws that maybe some providers are not up to par on?
I would expect that, but I think as the opportunity grows, I think we see a more professional offering across that space that indeed will understand and properly implement the security requirements needed.
And do you have any final thoughts or tips for administrators to make sure their center's telehealth services are up to par?
Well, I think we need to understand the full spectrum of the risk, right? And some of that is legal, contractual, compliance. And I think the essence is here to have the right partners in the organization or outside of the organization to help navigate that. Then the other side of the equation is purely technical, but it is data encryption, it is data flow analyses and things like that. And again, I would hope that most administrators have the right technical resources available either within their organization or contracted with them to help them navigate the technical decisions and the technical assessments because I think they are probably beyond what your typical administrator understands from a technology perspective and IT perspective.
Okay. I thank you for your time today. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, thanks for having me and including me.